It's time for your Farm of the Future report. I'm Tim Hamrich. The term nutrient density has been popping up more and more. Claims are being made about farming practices such as regenerative agriculture producing more nutritious food. But this brings up a question. What defines nutrient density? BioNutrient Food Association Executive Director Dan Kittredge is working on an answer to that question.
We're not saying it is nutrient dense or not. It's not a binary standard like organic or, you know, non-GMO or, you know, I guess people are starting to try to put together regenerative standards, et cetera. Those are binary. You are or are not. What we're saying is life is a continuum. You know, everything is somewhere in the continuum. So let's try to define that continuum and then apply those numbers to it so that let the market work from there. And so we found some quite dramatic variations, you know, 3x, 5x, 50x, between the spinach with the lowest level of antioxidants and the spinach with the highest level of antioxidants, you know, the wheat with the highest level of zinc and the wheat with the lowest level of zinc, et cetera. So we have defined variation across a number of metrics and found that, you know, basically every single crop we've looked at, every single metric we've looked at, variation is dramatic.
Soon, consumers and producers alike will have actual data to define nutritional content. This has been your Farm of the Future report, part of the Ag Information Network. For more information, visit www.aginfo.net.